This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. Addressing a state-level cooperative conference in Bhopal, Mr. Shah emphasized how the government integrated rural development, agriculture and animal husbandry under a unified approach for the first time in India's history. He highlighted the central government's role in standardizing cooperative rules, with all states adopting the model bylaws. Shah noted that this has revitalized the sector, with cooperative banks now expanding beyond short-term agricultural finance.
पैक्स को पुनर्जीवित करना, डेयरी क्षेत्र का बढ़ावा करना, उत्पादन के क्षेत्र में सहकारिता को ले जाना, अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक, डिस्ट्रिक्ट कोऑपरेटिव बैंक और ग्रामीण बैंकों के सुचारू व्यवस्थापन करना, ये सारा काम कैसे हो सकता है? सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने सबसे पहला काम किया प्राइमरी सोसाइटी, जो प्राइमरी एग्रीकल्चर सोसाइटी के नाम से जानी जाती है, इसके लिए एक मॉडल बायलॉज बनाए और मॉडल बायलॉज को सभी राज्य सरकारों को भेजा.
The conference was chaired by Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, Madhya Pradesh Cooperation Minister Vishwas Sarang, and Animal Husbandry and Dairy Development Minister Lakhan Patel, amongst others. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has seized 52.67 kilograms of methamphetamine worth over 52 crore rupees on the outskirts of Mizoram. Two persons involved in trafficking the drug were arrested. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement today, said that the operation was carried out late at night on 11th April. It added that the operation uncovered a novel method of concealing and transporting smuggled drugs. Around 53 meticulously packed, brick-sized packets were found hidden within the folds of the truck's tarpaulin cover. In Punjab, the counter-intelligence wing of the state police in Ferozpur has arrested two persons with a remote-controlled improvised explosive device containing 1.6 kilograms RDX. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports that the recovery of RDX explosive is said to be a cause for concern for the state amidst 16 grenade attacks, mostly on police stations, occurring in the past 7 months in the state that have kept the police on their toes. No loss of life was reported in these attacks. The government is planning to invest 10 lakh crore rupees over the next 2 years to strengthen highways across the country, with special focus on the northeast and the border areas. In an interview to a news agency, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the centre is working to drastically transform the country's infrastructure in the next 2 years so that it matches the best in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of development projects including 800 megawatt power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarapur, and over 14-kilometer Rewari Bypass project under Bharatmala project at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck central Myanmar this morning. According to the country's Department of Meteorology and Hydrology, the epicenter, with a depth of 20 kilometers, was located about 14.5 kilometers northeast of the Wonwin town in the Mandalay region. Earlier on Friday, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake struck central Myanmar. According to a report from the Thai Meteorological Department's Earthquake Observation Division, a total of 468 aftershocks were recorded in Myanmar and surrounding areas as of yesterday, following the powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that hit the nation on the 28th of last month. In sports, in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 169 for 3 in 19.4 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Earlier, Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl. In another match this evening, Delhi Capitals will lock horns against Mumbai Indians at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.